House Bill 1274, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the operation of child welfare agencies and registered and unregistered family daycare center homes.
House Bill 1274 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President. Madam President.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam President. Members of the body, 1274 is a step in ensuring that individuals who operate a child welfare agency, a family daycare home, or unregistered family daycare home have not had a substantiated accusation proven against them. We are addressing unregistered daycare facilities. Currently, law provides that your group, your welfare agency, your family daycare home, and are already covered under statute. But what we need to do is include the unregistered. Back in 1991 and 1993, the legislature brought due process to the system. Let me briefly explain the process for placing a name on the central registry for child abuse and neglect. This is a very thorough process. There are 8 very thorough steps that need to be taken in order for your name to be put on the child abuse and neglect. First, a report is received by the Department of Social Services, Child Protection Services, and law enforcement alleging abuse or neglect. Second, the report is investigated by the Child Protection Service or law enforcement, and the investigation includes the following: interviews with the children, interviews with the parents, medical information, witnesses, others possibly having knowledge that would contribute to making a factual determination. The third step, once the investigation is completed, Child Protection Services determines whether or not the facts support the substantiation of abuse or neglect as defined by South Dakota Codified Law 268A-2. Four, substantiations are based on court findings involving actions against children as well as investigations by the Child Protection Service and law enforcement. After CPS has made the determination that the facts support substantiation, the individual is notified of the decision and offered due process. Number 6, due process includes the following appeal options. 1, informal review by the Department of Social Services management staff, appeal to the Department of Social Services Administrative Hearing Office, appeal to the State Circuit Court, or finally, appeal to the Supreme Court. Number 7, if due process is waived, or if the final appeal results in a finding that upholds the original decision to substantiate the individual's name is placed on the central registry for child abuse and neglect. And finally, if an individual seeking employment in child care setting is screened at the later time and substantiation is found, the individual is again offered due process. The individual may take advantage of the appeal options listed in 6. Now, there has been some confusions in regards to the central registry. I will try to clear this up. I just explained how one's name gets on the central registry. Now I'll explain to you what happens once they receive those names that are unsubstantiated. So, one might ask, how does the Department of Social Services use the information once they get the referral? First of all, the referrals to DSS and last year were around 7,450. Of that, 4,650 were assigned to investigation. 2,418, or 52%, of those that were assigned to investigation were substantiated. And 2,800 were assigned to family assessment. And earlier this session, we had a bill that dealt with family assessment and how that process works. So the remaining that are unsubstantiated, those are unfounded. So if the findings were substantiated and all the proper procedures had been filed, their name is put on the central registry. What this bill will do is that if all that was substantiated, they cannot operate a daycare facility. The unsubstantiated or unfounded cases are kept on file with DSS, not put on the registry. So if you have been, if somebody had turned you in and it was unfounded or unsubstantiated, DSS would keep a file on you. They would not put your name on the central registry. And they'll keep your name for 3 years. your file will be dismissed if in that 3 years there was no further report or involvement on your part or any other allegations or accusations against you. So there are two separate groupings that we need to keep in consideration, and it sometimes gets confusing because we try to commingle these, and there's laws addressing these, and sometimes there's in-house procedures, and then there's the central registry that's in statute. And this is spelled out in 26-8A-11. Department of Social Services does not just put people on the central registry for no reason. We must remember that when it comes to care of our children, we should strive to ensure quality. And those individuals who are in direct contact with our children should, in fact, not be convicted of abuse or neglect. Members of this body, I believe this is a step forward. I believe this is a step forward not just for us, but for our kids, to ensure that there is a standard of quality in unregistered daycare facilities. I would say that there are wonderful people, and my niece being one of them, who has an unregistered daycare facility in my hometown, and she is a wonderful caregiver. However, if there was abuse or neglect put towards her, or, I mean, if she was accused of that, I would hope that, and it was founded, that DSS, then her name would go on the central registry, and she would no longer operate. Because I think it's vitally important that children are 100% of our future. And we should try to do everything we can within the realm that we have and the time that we have here to try to make a difference. And I think this is one step forward. I would be happy to try to answer any questions that the members may have. Or I know there's others that are in the legal profession that may be more qualified to answer some of the more technical questions on this issue. And I would refer those questions to those individuals. Thank you very much.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Steggers.
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Yes. Senator Sutton, once a person's on the central registry, how long are they on there?
Senator
Forever,
Sutton.
Or?
I believe it's 7 years, Senator Steggers.
Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I have an awkward task in front of me here to object to a bill that I know is brought with the best of intentions. But I object on procedural grounds, or as you may rephrase that, on constitutional grounds, I would allege that we are punishing people who have not been convicted of anything. And Department of Social Services, by their own testimony in committee, clearly indicated that they are attempting by this bill and the bill that follows to circumvent the judicial process to get to these people who they cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt have done anything wrong. Now, they allege they can prove this by a lower standard, but that proof does not rise to the level that we would require under our Constitution to be held to be the standard in a criminal prosecution in court. In fact, they admitted that a fair number of names on this list are individuals that were put on this list prior to the introduction of the due process safety measures that we put into this code in 92-93, somewhere in that time frame. I may have the year wrong, but clearly there is a fairly large number of names on this list that were never afforded the due process that our Constitution absolutely requires. Now, clearly, those individuals can argue and try and have their names removed from the list, but this is an argument. We are trying to use an administrative process to prohibit someone, and I admitted earlier today my Latin is bad, but this is a crime that we are dealing with in this statute that is not wrong because it's wrong. It is wrong because we say it's wrong. Now, clearly, the act of abusing children is wrong because it's wrong. It's wrong no matter how you want to couch it. But the fact is that we are using administrative penalties to prohibit these people from engaging in a advocation or work process that we say because they've been substantiated, not convicted. We are making a substantial change in our law by making this, adopting this provision. I would encourage you to use the highest form of caution on this bill, vote no on this, vote no on the next bill, because we do not want to have the introduction of a higher level of governmental intrusion into things when they can themselves cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person that they are attacking, they're prohibiting from engaging in this activity, did not do the activity that they are charging them with.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugart.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would ask each one of you to consider if you knew that someone in your community was on the list as having substantiated report of child abuse or neglect, would you take your child to that person for daycare? And if the answer is no, then you should also consider then why should anyone wish to do that? I think we need to look at what we're doing here. We're not convicting these people of a crime. All we're saying is if these people have done something that has risen to the level of a substantiated claim of child abuse and neglect, then we're going to err on the side of caution for the children. We're not going to put them in jail. We're not going to assign them a fine. We're not going to convict them of a crime and give them a criminal record. Moreover, we can't even get access to the list, you and I. No one's going to know this except those people who try to hire them in a child care situation. They will be told, no, you can't, because they're on this list. So I suggest to you that the hammer is really a little teeny hammer, not a great big hammer. And when we're trying to balance the needs of our citizens to be given full access to full employment opportunity versus the advisability of allowing someone who has been reported, investigated, and the claim substantiated, just simply disallow them from caring for children in a child care setting, I think we should err on the side of caution. I think we should err on the side of taking care and protecting children. And the damage to that person is nothing more than they can't get this particular job. That's the only damage.
Madam President.
Further remarks, Senator Bitter.
Well, I look at it in a little bit different view, maybe a big different view. And I look at it as I have grandchildren, and I don't want anybody, if they send them to daycare, I don't want anybody that's been convicted of child abuse. I don't want anybody that's been investigated for child abuse. And I don't want anybody who's got away with it completely and never been convicted or had anybody look into their background. All three of them I don't want in child daycare. But I tell you what, I have a problem with this bill. And I have never voted against, I don't think, anything that had to do with protecting children in child abuse. There's no excuse for that whatsoever. But this bill is an end run by social services to license everybody. This is the first step you're going to see to do that. I wish they'd have taken another avenue to get the job done that they wanted done in this situation. But they're going to drive us to everyone's going to be licensed. And I don't know why he wasted all this paper doing this. Because in a couple of years, that's what you're going to see. All of this is going to be negative, and they're going to say, license everybody, then you can look at the list and see if anybody has been a child abuser and they can't work in the industry at all. So I think that's where we're going.
Further remarks, Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Well, I rise in opposition to 1274, and I say it's one of those that's kind of hard to understand why anybody would oppose this. Like has been testified, is that if we're going to err, let's err on the side of the children. But there is another side to this issue, and that is just the definition. You have to get your hands, a grasp of what the definition of substantiated and unsubstantiated. That is not clearly easily defined. In fact, most of us don't know how they evaluate substantiated. But a few years ago, we dealt with this issue in the legislature, and we allowed some way for an individual to take their name off the registry. And then in those hearings, I found out a lot about that central registry. And it's important that we understand that central registry, even though you go on that list and you are substantiated, you are also on that list as an unsubstantiated. Now, that is not open to everybody, to the daycare providers that would be looking for this, but it is open to the Department of Social Services, the people that work there, because it's their job to follow up and find out if there is something that comes up that they would substantiate that. But individuals are, and I repeat, are discriminated against based on unsubstantiated also. So that's part of the background. Those things come out about an individual. How that affects this bill is really irrelevant, but it's just important to understand that substantiating something is what this bill is about. We have a belief in the United States that you're innocent until proven guilty. This bill, if it was to pass, would take away the right not only to work, but to own a daycare or to operate a daycare. It would take away the right to own or operate a daycare. On what? On somebody in the Department of Social Services ruling that it is substantiated. No hearing. Now you can go to a hearing, but what you don't have any, you don't know what they have reported. If you look at the numbers that Senator Sutton talked about, the 7,450 cases, a lot of these cases are divorce ex reporting the ex-spouse of child abuse. Over half of them, if you get down, it's 2,418 that are substantiated. That says something about this. This system is abused, and this is what you're going to do is, in a small community, or in fact any a pretty good-sized community, you can ruin the reputation of an individual and then go back and back it up with saying you can't operate a daycare center because there's a report against you. I think it's important that we, like Senator Bogue talked about, we really consider what we're doing. If these cases are really truly a danger, and many of them are, I think Department of Social Services is at fault for not stepping up and being more aggressive and going out and investigating these reports. I don't want these people taking care of our young people, our young children. It's wrong. But let's get them motivated to do something rather than taking livelihoods away from people that are being manipulated or blackmailed by an ex or a neighbor that has some kind of a fault against that individual. So I think it's important that we step back, not pass this bill today, go back to substantiated cases, tighten that down, get social services to get more aggressive about these. But this is the wrong time to pass 1274.
Madam President? Thank you, Madam President. Well, I think what we need to do is clear in our own minds what the difference is between a neighbor who calls and makes a report about someone who's taking care of a child or someone as a parent who's abusing a child. I think we need to really consider what is substantiated under these circumstances. And there is definitely a process in place. Let me go over it with you. This is the process for placing a name on the Central Registry for Child Abuse and Neglect. A report is received by the Department of Social Services and the Child Protection Services or law enforcement alleging abuse or neglect. The report is investigated by the Child Protection Services and or law enforcement. And the investigation includes the following: interviews with the children, interviews with the parents, medical information, witnesses, and others possibly having knowledge that would contribute to making a factual determination. Thirdly, once the investigation is completed, the Child Protection Services determines whether or not the facts support the substantiation of abuse and neglect as defined by our code. Substantiations are based on court findings involving actions against children as well as investigations by Child Protection Services and law enforcement. And after those determinations by Child Protection Services that the facts support, and I stress here that the facts support the substantiation, the individual is notified of the decision and offered due process. Due process includes the following appeal options: informal review by the Department of Social Services management staff, appeal to the Department of Social Services Administrative Hearings Office, appeal to the State Circuit Court, and appeal to the Supreme Court. If due process is waived, or if the final appeal results in a finding that upholds the original decision to substantiate, the individual's name is placed on the Central Registry for Child Abuse and Neglect. If an individual seeking employment in child in a child care setting is screened at the later time and substantiation is found, the individual is again offered due process. The individual may take advantage of the appeals option listed above, and that again includes every appeal up to the Supreme Court. So truly, if your neighbor is making an allegation, you've got a lot of avenues to appeal that decision, and a lot of fact-finding goes on before any substantiation is even made. I urge you to consider that this is a separate issue from those instances where a call is made and the process is started. That's different than having a name finally placed on a substantiated list. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I just want to reiterate a little bit and try to clarify something, that unsubstantiated individuals are not put on a central registry. They are not put on the central registry. Us as members of this body, we are walking targets for anyone to make false accusations against us. Our reputations are all on the line. They could call any one of us a molester, or any one of us a crook or a criminal. You know, and yes, in a small community, my reputation would be probably ruined. You know, and I'd need to go, but there'd always be in the back of the mind that maybe they were right about Dan Sutton, or maybe they were. I mean, so it kind of takes courage in a way to try to move forward in some of these things and say, you know what, we got to do what's right, even though, yeah, there may be risk, but I'm going to tell you that to go through a substantiated fact-finding process is a very thorough process. It's not something that DSS or the courts or anybody takes lightly. And I would hope that you would take a look at this bill and say this is important for children, and it is, there is a process, and only substantiated ones are put in a central registry. And I would hope that we wouldn't want people who have neglect or abuse in their history to be caring for our children. And that's all this bill is about. So I ask you to support House Bill 1274. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Koskin.
Just briefly, Madam President, members of the Senate. It sounds good that you can appeal. It sounds good. But what do you appeal? What evidence do you have? You don't have the information. They've gone out and they do this. They interview people. They interview teachers. They interview the ex. They interview, you know, everybody, the children, the parents. But you don't know that information. And I don't know how much information comes out in this appeal process. Secondly, these people that are usually working in those facilities don't have the dollars to hire the lawyer to go to the state, the district court, Supreme Court. They can't do that. So effectively, you've asked them, or you've required them to step out of that profession. Another issue you need to understand is the abuse, and that's what we're concerned about, but also neglect is part of that, abuse and neglect. The situation that the lady talked about when she came in a few years ago and talked about this issue, again, it was an ex that reported her, a family ex that reported her, and her children came to school not dressed properly, and they had runny noses. It was the children's choice. They didn't wear their coats. They came in, and they were reported. They came in and took the kids out of school. They interviewed the teachers. A few years later, and it wasn't unsubstantiated, I believe, but her name was on the registry. I will, you know, stand by that. Now, again, it's not official, not supposed to be, but it is, because they have to. They have to be able to follow up. But I'm going to go back to the basics. You're innocent until proven guilty. This, to me, is a takings issue. You're taking the right of that individual without due process to be employed or to own a business. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1274. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield,
no.
Hagen, Hange.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
No.
Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
No.
Madden.
No.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
No.
Reedy.
Aye.
Steggers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Senator Elmer Dietrich.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 24, nays 10, excused 1.
House Bill 1274 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.